1% better. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by Element. Today's wisdom is specially dedicated to habits expert James Clear, who wrote one of the best-selling books in the past decade, Atomic Habits. Back in 2003, the British cycling team found themselves in a very interesting position. They were trying really hard, training really hard, and they had all these top-tier performance coaches and cycling coaches, but their performance and their results just wasn't where they wanted or needed it to be. So in need of a spark, the British team hired a performance coach by the name of Dave Brailsford. And Dave had this concept called the aggregation of marginal gains. And the way he described it was that it's basically a 1% improvement in nearly everything that we do in relation to cycling. And so they started with a bunch of small changes that you would expect a world-level cycling team to focus on. Like, they put slightly lighter tires on the bikes. They designed a slightly more ergonomic seat. They asked riders to try different types of massage gels to see which one would lead to the best muscle recovery. They hired a surgeon to come in and talk to the riders about how to wash their hands properly in hopes to eliminate sickness. They even asked the riders to try out a dozen different types of pillows to see which one led to the best night of sleep for each athlete. And then they would have them bring those pillows on the road with them when they stayed in hotels during the Tour de France and other events around the country. And Brailsford went on to say, if we actually do this, if we can make all of these little 1% changes related to cycling, then I believe we can win a Tour de France in 5 years. He was wrong. They won it in 3. And then repeated it in the 4th year with a different rider. So this idea of 1% improvements isn't just nice to have or a nice little bonus, but they actually can be the pathway to unlocking elite levels of success. It also means that you don't need to do something radical or earth-shattering to get the results you're looking for. It just means you need to do the reasonable and sustainable thing consistently over a broad span of time. Clear goes on to say, quote, in many ways, greatness is consistency. Or maybe we should say, consistency is its own form of greatness, close quote. And by showing up each day, even if it's in a small way, you can surprise yourself with the results you can get over a year or two, or in the British cycling example, 3 years. So my question to you as you head into this brand new week full of opportunity, what are your 1%s? What are the 1%s in your life that seems super small at first glance? What are the small little improvements you can make in your life that would end up in a major success if you let it compound over time? What's one small 1% that you can start doing today that could add up to be magnificent in a year, 2, or even 3? Thanks for stopping by. I'll catch you again next week for another weekly wisdom. Make it a great week.